Well, good morning. This is Brother Marlon here again. This morning I want to speak on the mercy of God. We have a wonderful God. He's an awesome God. And because of his heart of love, he has extended mercy to his creation. As we know, back in the beginning, he created Adam and Eve there, and they ended up falling. And God made a way for us. He promised a Savior because of his heart of mercy. Mercy is something that we don't deserve. But because God's heart of love is so big for his creation, us, he sent his only Son down this earth to die for us. For our sins, for my sins, your sins. Also, Matthew 5, the verses that we are very familiar with, say, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." You know, we naturally have this heart of compassion. Most people have a heart of compassion for people who are less. Who aren't as well off as they are. And I think it's just the way that we're made, and it's the way that God is made. God is an awesome God. He's this wonderful God. And he extends mercy to his children, to us. In Ephesians 2:4, it reads this way. This is speaking about becoming spiritually alive. It says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." And there says that God is rich in mercy. And he is rich in mercy. In Hebrews 4:16, it reads this way: "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." For those who have been calling in every morning, you'll know that yesterday I did a session on grace. And I felt like I needed to follow. And before that was faith. There's kind of a chain reaction here. We, by faith, turn to God for salvation, trusting in the unseeable, we can't see God. We're just trusting because of his word, the promises that God has made. We, by faith, believe in God. He, in turn, because of our faith, gives us grace to believe by faith. And then, when we put our faith in God, he gives us grace and mercy. So we simply believe by faith, and he returns it, grace and mercy. Mercy is a wonderful thing, because we, here in this earth, God's creation, without mercy, would have a lot of hardships. We may have a lot of hardships the way it is, but it's his mercy that makes it easy. I want to read this. Mercy is the act of God. Peace is a resulting experience in the heart of man. Grace describes God's attitude towards the lawbreaker and the rebel. Mercy is his attitude towards those who are in distress. As a lot of you know, if you've been listening this week, my wife passed away beginning of March. And I can say I have experienced God's grace and mercy beyond and without measure. And it's very true that mercy is an act of God, and peace is resulting experience in the heart of man. It's the same thing in salvation. I know for myself, at 19, when I got born again, I was in distress. I had a lot of sins in my life. I was really struggling, trying to find my way. And when I experienced God's mercy, when I repented of those sins and asked for the Lord to come in my heart, for Jesus' blood to wash my sins away, I experienced a tremendous release from my distress. I experienced tremendous peace, where before that was turmoil. And that was God's mercy, loving this lowly sinner, and just letting me know that, yes, I love you. Also, there's the definition of mercy. Mercy is the outward manifestation of pity. It assumes need on the part of him who receives it, and resources adequate to meet the need on the part of him who shows it. God doesn't just assume that we need mercy. He knows our thoughts. He knows our heart. He knows everything we go through. He knows. We have an absolutely awesome God. He doesn't just assume need. He knows our need. We could actually read this way. Mercy is the outward manifestation of pity. And it knows the need of him who receives it. And that's what's so wonderful about our God, because God knows that we need mercy. A little bit like this one. I just want to try to explain this one. I touched this just a little bit earlier. If we see somebody who's in need, see somebody who's in distress, maybe I'll just take, for instance, the great earthquake that was down in Haiti. We've seen nations see that this is a nation that needs help, and they began to send help. That was being merciful. They assumed, well, actually, we knew that this country needed help. Another thing is, like, if there's a fire, the house is burning, and you see somebody inside the window who's trapped. I don't think anybody in their right mind is going to say, I'll just let him go. He'll be fine. No, we begin to do desperate measures. We begin to do desperate things to get him out of that room, to get him out through that window. That's mercy. And that's exactly how God was in the beginning. He made this perfect creation. The only thing that he did was he put a will into man. We can choose to love God. We can choose to walk away from God. I don't believe in eternal security, because I know that God will not walk away from you, but you can walk away from God. But it's that mercy that in the beginning, when God seen that man had fallen, that he decided he's going to restore us. We were like that person trapped in that burning room inside the window. Had no help, no hope, except for the people outside, and that's how we are. We have no hope except for Jesus Christ. That's the only way that we can get out of this world and into heaven. And I do believe in a heaven here on this earth because of the mercy. Or not heaven, but an experience of heaven here on this earth, because of the mercy he gives us. It gives us tremendous peace. And I believe the taste of heaven, a small one, a fraction. But I just want to encourage each one of you, if there's anything you're going through in this life, and it seems like an impossible situation, turn to God by faith, believing the promises of God, that he would never forsake you, he would never leave you. He in turn will respond in grace and mercy. And if you truly are a child of God, you will experience peace. Maybe not right away, but give it a couple of days. And continue to pray. Pray always without ceasing is another verse that I love. and it's very true. Our prayer life is our communication to God. Let God know. God knows already, but just let God know where you're at. And I promise you he will meet you there. All right, well, God bless you, and have a good day.